So as best you can, find a sitting position that feels comfortable. Again, if you want to sit cross-legged on chair or floor, feel free to do that, whatever works for you. Take a few breaths to ground yourself in the here and now, tuning into your body posture as you do so. Always we're looking for a balance between something that's alert and relaxed. So this particular practice is a version, if you like, of the body scan called feet on floor, bottom on chair, known affectionately as FOFBOC. So taking a few breaths now to bring ourselves into this particular moment, this present moment. Again, always remembering the mind will want to go walk about. And as you've been practicing in your home practice sessions, all we do then is to guide the mind back to the breathing. And to the body part we might be working with it at any particular time. And as with a body scan, we're starting by allowing our attention to go to our left foot, the top of our left foot, noting the sensations that might be there. And then paying attention to each of the toes in turn, seeing if you can do that without moving a toe, just tuning into the sensations that each toe might have. And then gently allowing the attention to move to the sole of the foot. Noticing what's going on there after a day at work. Maybe the feet feel different from when they're relaxing. Maybe they're feeling a little bit hot. They might ache a little bit in various parts of the sole of the foot. And all we're doing is noting what those sensations are. They may be throbbing or tingling. And then we guide our attention gently to the ankle. The inside of the ankle and the outside. And then gently allowing our attention to move up our calf muscle, noting the sensations that are there, which might be very different now that you're sitting from when you're standing. And then allowing the attention gently to return to the ankle area, and then track up the shin. What does the front of that leg feel like? Noting the sensations that there might be there. And then gently allowing the attention to rest behind the knee. And the kneecap. What does this feel like? What do you notice about the sensations that are there today? And that's all we're doing, we're noticing, just allowing things to be as they are. And then moving the attention gently from the kneecap to the underside of the top part of your leg, the big muscles that's now resting against the chair. These muscles do a lot of work during the course of the day. What are they feeling like now? And then gently tracking the top surface of the left leg from the knee to the hip. Noting the sensations as you go along, which might vary depending upon where you are on that top surface. There may be a difference from the area near the knee, for example, to the area near the hip. What are the sensations there? Heat, cold, stinging, throbbing, aching, or relaxation maybe. And then allowing the attention to dwell for a moment in the buttock, the left buttock, a big area of this part of the body, exploring the sensations maybe on the underside of the buttock that's in contact with the chair. And maybe the outside, the hip area. What does that feel like? Now, as best you can, getting a sensation of the whole of the left leg, maybe breathing into it from the hip to the foot on an in-breath and letting go on an out-breath. Really getting a sense of what that limb feels like right now. And now allowing the attention to move to the right foot, the top of the right foot, noting the sensations that might be there. And maybe there will be differences to what the left foot felt like. Again, noting temperature. And whether or not you have any throbbing sensations or aching, tiredness there. And allowing the attention to move gently to the toes, taking each in turn, seeing if they can be identified. And then allowing the attention to go to the sole of the foot. Exploring that area of the foot. There may be very different sensations across the bottom of the foot, from the ball of the foot to the instep to the heel, may feel very different. So we're noticing what those differences are and allowing them to be there. Just gently resting in awareness with these feelings. And then we allow the attention to move up to the ankle, the inside of the ankle, the outside of the ankle. And then allowing the attention to gently move up the calf muscle from the ankle to the back of the knee. Again, noticing the sensations that are there, which could be the same or very different from the left leg. Gently paying attention to what's there. And then allowing the attention to move gently on the front surface of the right leg from the ankle up to the knee on the shin. What's happening there at the moment? To the back of the knee, noticing what's there, if anything, and the kneecap itself, what does that feel like? Again, you may notice the difference between your right knee and your left knee. Well, there may be no difference. And then gently tracking the big muscle that's in contact with the chair from the knee to the hip. Noting the sensations that are there. And then gently guiding the attention to the front surface of the upper leg. Again, tracking sensations from the knee to the hip. Noticing how they might change depending upon which particular part of the leg you're paying attention to. And then getting a sense of what the buttock feels like, the part of the buttock in contact with the chair. And then the hip area. And now, as best you can, getting a sense of the leg as a whole. By breathing into it from the hip to the ankle on an in-breath. And then letting go on an out-breath. And then allowing yourself a moment or two to get a sense of the body. Part of the body as a whole, by taking a few gentle breaths, maybe breathing into both legs on an in-breath and letting go on an out-breath.